This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
From Salanta, that he says, when people fight L'Shem Shemayim, when people fight not L'Shem Shemayim, so they feel bad, comes in Kippur, they kind of ask Mechila from each other, and it's over. If it's L'Shem Shemayim, so it comes in Kippur, you resolve to fight more strongly, and those machlokas last forever. That's a Musdik of from Mr. Salanta. It's very, very true, and it's unfortunately very true, but I try to understand what the Seifel Iskayim is. I want to be omer on two more nekudas that are kosher to this inyan, and understand it from there also. Thank you very much. The Gemara says that when you comfort in Torah, it says that it's a mitzvah to be mevatzeah, to be boitzeah. And it's lahalacha passing like that, even though the way the lashon is brought down, it says you first ask if you want din or bitzua, but I'll call upon him the lechatchila is to be botzea, which means to make a pshara. And the more dashes it from a pasik, that's mishpot and tztaka, and so on. Lechura, we understand, I guess in our perspective, that pshara is sort of a perversion of the din. We don't have the koyach to really pass nalacha, and nobody feels that he's competent mamish to cut things, you know, straight, and baladinim are bound to get upset, you know, that type of thing, so we make a pshara. Pshara doesn't sound, it's nice, it's good, but it's a watered-down psak. That's the way we feel about it, dargasha-wise. But lalach, it's paskin that bezin is chatchilz bozim vatzea, and it's a shvach for bezin that is mevatzea, and the Gemara dashen is a pasik. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara dashen is, it's interesting also, the lashon of pshara in the Gemara is bitzua. I like to understand why mitzad din, the oimik, why is it an oimik hadin instead of a pshara, instead of a watering down of the din? We can understand it as lachatchila in terms of, because nobody feels his roi to pass and so on. But the Gemara dafs is be ikra din, and it's mitzvah lefzoyash nam emes u mishpat sholom shit v'sharechem, that this goes into mishpat. It says there's a mishpat that has sholom, and sholom has mishpat, and that's bitzua. One more nekuda that falls along the same inyan in a different way. There's a Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin Adreshes Behem. And the klal of those Midas are that Psukim have in the Kudas that you can add to the Pasuk, take away from the Pasuk, there's klal of Prat, and so on and so forth. The 13th Mida is a very strange Mida. And that is Shnei Ksuva Makrish Zeaseh, Hashem HaKasa Shishi Yachia B'nehem. The Pashat Havana and Tfis of it is that you have two psukim that are soysed. There's no pshat. The David should speak from the oil. The David should speak from Sinai. And you have a kasa shlishi that's machriya. So betzim, it's like somebody tells you, I have a shtickle tire. I have a kash on the Rambam here. And I have a kash on the Rambam here. And the third place, the Rambam says pshat himself what he meant. And the tshuva he explains. It's not a shtickle tire. That's the pshat is you push it, we're missing a yediyah. Where's that a midah? And the shalar kaddish brings it down. The Shulchan Kodesh says there's a machlokes rishonim which are Yud Gimel Midas. There's a shaila on how exactly it's split up Yud Gimel Midas, and he says one of the Man Yomrim holds that Taka Shneksuv Makish Yaseh is not a Mida Shatayin Adresh, but it's not a Mida. It's just telling you, and by the way, you'll find that when you learn, it's a getter of, like it says, Divrei Torah, Anim B'makom Echad V'Ashirim B'makom Acher. If you know all the psukim, then you understand it's not a stira. But as God used to tell us for coming in time for davening, that somebody once came into a Rebbe used to always tell us, I remember, a guy came into and he said, Shem Hashem Sadiqim Vesar Shoyim, and then how come, you know, it says David should watch his Sadiqim Vesoyim, then it says Sadiqim Vesoyim Zayvet, and together he finally came on time for that. I mean, he stayed on time, he heard the whole Pasuk. I mean, where should Shneksuva become a third Pasuk? And a third person become a midah shatayin resh. What's the midah? I mean, you work out pshat. So a little bit the morale says over here, in the morale on the Mishnah is meramez on this nekuda. I'll say it a little bit in a different spot, but he's saying. When we have, it's impossible for two things that contradict each other to be both emes. The lashon that he uses, shnei hafechem leisim echad, is bilti afshari. You can't have two contradictions in one thing. I'd like to take a physical dogma of something, a koyach that Eibush put into the Bria, that is an extraordinary expression of this inyan. A person's, one of the things that they've researched a lot, that they were aimed on the Chachman, it is perception of depth. I mean, how am I aimed that he is a foot behind the other one, and this one is 3 feet behind? How does the person aimed that? It's a gewaldike, you see a whole picture of people and things. How you aimed? So there are small remazim, but the big remez, the big way that the person understands it is that each eye receives a little bit of a different message because it sees from a different angle. The brain's tafkid is to try to understand what's happening, and the brain is aimed that the reason why my two eyes saw it differently is because there's depth, and if I'm looking from this way, this looks this way, I'm looking at it this way, each eye has a little bit of a different angle, and b'meila, we're aimed on the depth, that there's depth to it. So same thing, let's say a map. A map is be'etzem a sheker, because the world's not flat. So every map is sheker. If I look at different maps, I'm oimed on, so b'al-karchach, this is coming from this angle, it's coming from this angle, and a person with a lot of chachma can be oimed, it must be this, and that's why we're looking at it this way. It's this way, you're looking at it this way, it's this way. So you have a very interesting metzias. You have a limited perception of things that is the full perception of the perspective you're coming from is not right. And when you put the two inyanim together, you're oimed on an emes that you could never have gotten from each input itself. The left eye can only see things this way. The right eye can only see things this way. When you put the two together, you're oimed on an oimik, which is the emes that was there to start with, and that you couldn't be oimed unless you had both nekudas, and then you had the hamaka. The hamaka was noiled from the stira of both inyanim that you had because of a limited perception. That's a physical thing. In the big picture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hekif, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus is makif the entire world, is something that is not, a person can't be typhus that. That's every person is a chelik, and every person is limited in what he could be typhus. And b'meila, that's a tefisa we don't have outright. Just like b'etzem, our ivarma flat, the eye is flat. The eye is only typhus, a flat surface. So tefisas adam is limited. Every neshama has its certain knach, every daya has its certain angle, and everybody is limited to what he is. When I take two or three pieces, and I'm able to put them together in an oifin that is that gives me a tfis on something bigger, then I'm oimed on an emes that I couldn't be tefis with my own understanding itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Zeh Aseh, according to the Malyom, and I think that that's the large amount of Rishayim, Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Zeh Aseh, Atsheyev HaKos HaShid Yachiyah B'neihem, means that you have to learn up each pasuk completely in its own right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe from the oil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe from Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to one from Nal de Kapayrus. Each pasuk is, I have to understand completely, when I stagger the psukim together, I get a bigger picture that's koilel emes that couldn't be, there wasn't the flat pshat in either pasuk. It's not the pshat that I'm missing the yediyah. It's a yediyah of a different magnitude. It's a deher of the whole. There was a Sinai and there was a Mishkan, and one shtalzach klu with the other, and that's how I got the complete picture. The drasha, just like every drasha, is a hamaka of a pasuk. The pasuk, the words that it says is this, and the ribui and the miut and the klal and the prat give it a depth that's not there in the words. Shnei ksuvim, I have to darshan it that each one is completely emes, and there is an oimik that lies behind it. I want to add a nekuda to this. The Sfarim speak that the Yud Gimel Midas Shatrani Dreshes Behem and the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim are parallel, like all inyanim that come in a certain seder of numbers. The Sfarim are full of it, and it's not something that we could say. It's something that says the mida that is keneged Shnei Ksuvim Kishanaseh is nake lo yinake. Nake lo yinake is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Gemara says, he's, for those that are shav, he's mechape, those that are not shav, not mechape. It's not a simple thing. The Rishonim are amul on understanding this nekuda. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu misal sesharim? That's one of the first, that's not the first thing that he talks about. He speaks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat does not suffer in the least because there's a makom for tshuva, and the inyan of tshuva in no way abrogates the inyan of the mishpat. A person has to have, if a person has that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a veteran that is lacking in midas of mishpat, then chas v'shalom, that's close to kfirah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't give a person a chance, and he's not, and he's not mitzapa l'rosh, and he's not waiting, a person is wrong. It's we can't inherit in its fullness because our mind is either toy for somebody that's a veteran or somebody that's a little bit of a very difficult person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah, the nakel yinake, that shneiks to amakrishin that such a bakashishi. That's where we inherit in the big picture. The midas hadin and mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the midas hachesed coming together is for shneiks to amakrishin there. And then there's a hachro of shlishi that we inherit the oimik in a more distant way. That was the machlokes of Shammai and Hillel. Let's skip the esoteric parts. The machlokes of Shammai and Hillel is the yesod of Torah Shebal Peh. The reason why Torah Shebal Peh is full of machlokes is not because it's Torah Shebal Ksav is klar and b'meil HaKadosh Baruch Hu said what to do. We're struggling. We don't have. It's much deeper than that. We deher the emes only when we have two sides to an issue, and then we can deher an emes between it. If I don't deher the two sides, if a person learns up an inyan and doesn't see both stadim of the inyan, then he's not kosher. Then he didn't deher the inyan. If you don't understand what yes and what not, then I don't quite deher the inyan itself. The Torah Shebe'al Peh means, since every tefisa of a person is limited in a certain tzad, so the Torah builds itself dafka through Shammai and Hillel. It does say in the Sfarim that the midah of Shammai and Hillel is connected to that midah of Chesed and Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's irrelevant. In the etzem tefisa of Torah Shebe'al Peh, it's only shayach when I deher another side and I have to answer my side to it. That's when I can deher emes. If I deher only one side, then somebody once came, long story, I want to just get to the point, if someone once came to Reb Chaim Shulevitz, two politicians, to be quote-unquote misyayats on an inyan. They were obviously not coming to be misyayats, two frumah politicians, very frumah. And they were matzi a certain side. So he said, I hear all the positive sides, what are the negative sides? He said, there's no negative side. So yes, so what you come for? They said, we ask everything to Gedolim. He said, Tut Stodim is a Shaila. One side is Askoma. He says, I don't give Askomas. You want tshuva to shayla al amuchen, but a haskama, I don't give haskamas. There's no emes that's ever found when there's one tzad only. So Shammai and Hillel, the metzias of Shammai and Hillel, is when it's when I find both stadim and minei obey. That's where we come out. The Gemara says over here that it's a mitzvah to be mevatzeya, mitzvah vatzeya shtem, emes and mishpat shalom shifu shereichem. So l'chura, we ask that for us it's a watering down of mishpat, not a kiyum of mishpat. And the Gemara says no, because the emes is like this: it's always not 100% correct, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two midas that he judges the world with. So din in itself, in its big picture, is not the absolute, just laying down the law blindly, is, since it's only one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas, so it's emes in the din, but din itself is not 100%. Let's take it even down, and let's give it a mashal shtickel. We all know that whenever you're faced with a question on a test that's either or, when either ors tend never to be oymen ala emes, because there's always a little bit of a stigus, there's always a little bit, not quite that way. I understand that if I have to choose, it can be this way. But the choosing, if 51 people voted this way, 49 voted that way, it's not the pshat that's muchlet him, but that's the mahalach of din. Yikav a din azahar, and that's that. But the emes includes both stadim in it. A pshara that's karav ledin, pshara doesn't usually mean 50-50, pshara is karav ledin, incorporates in itself both studim, fakir. A pshara is much harder than a din, emes a pshara, because I need to be able to get it down to an nth degree of emes. And it incorporates two midas in it. That's what Chazal say over here. A din that is a bitzua is emes u mishpat sholom shifte b'shareichem v'aloi b'mokim sheish mishpat ein sholom u b'mokim sheish sholom ein mishpat alayiz mishpat yesh b'sholom emes a bitzua. It's all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu put together. That's what you have when you have bitzua, and b'meila it's something that is what a person should be done. It's a less of an emes when a person is down the din only without the shalom and a factor involved. It says that you find in Chazal, in talking about Shammai and Hillel, an extraordinary Chazal, and it has a lot of. I'm sorry, I don't usually have a phone, so I'm not used to turning it off. I guess it understood itself. Close it. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to take it along. When a person is there's a chazal that says that Shammai and Hillel nechleku, whether Shemayim was koydim or Eretz was koydim. So if Shem Yechoy says Tamani al Shnei Gdoi Loilam, how they were choylik on it? They boyin ke echad ki ilfis v'kisui. And it's an extraordinary chazal. It's also that the Yenbaum Metzir Shem Yechoy is the machria in a few other places. It is unique, and there's a lot in other sfarim written about it. Shem Yechoy, Shammai and Hillel were chaylik, and Reb Shem Yechoy they heard the kisu and the alphas together. It's one of those things that, you know, echad dibel kim shai shemanu. It's not really, we can't hear what it means ke echad. We hold that yef shalat tzamtzim. The ke echad is an emes, but it's only when you have Shammai and Hillel, Shammai's tzad and Hillel's tzad, you can hear it as ke echad. It's not that Reb Shem Yechoy was bigger be'etzim than them. Once you had Shammai's tzad, once you had Hillel's tzad, you deheard ke'echad as being the emes that was shayach to it. That was the nekud over there. The Goyen says in a place that the kiyum of the world lay when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the midas that would be parallel to HaKasav HaShlishi Yachir B'nehem. it was the midah that was able to take both stadim and make one entity out of it so that it would be niskayim. The klal is that which is built on any one chalik is doomed to fail. Mal says it in a lot of places. The lashon that he uses is the ktsavis are always nifsad. That there is nothing, since it's not the emes of the world, since it's not a reflection of Kadosh Baruch Hu's emes, every inyan itself that contains only one chalik of the bria is going to be nifsad. That's the metzias of the bria. There's a Rebbe Bechai actually in last week's sedra. He says that what's the bris melach? That he says melach is something that's mekayim everything. Why is it mekayim everything? So he says that melach comes from water. In other words, they take salt water, sea water, they dry it out, and you get salt. So he says it's something that has the koyach of two efechim in it. Has the koyach of eish and mayim in it, and that's why melach is that which is mekayim the entire world. So he said the inyan that we're makriv, when you makriv melach, is we bring the bris of kiyum into it. The what's mekayim things are melach. And the reason why it's mekayim things is because it's mitzias is koilel both eish and mayim. That's the way he says it. So that's the pshat in the machloikas of Hillel and Shammai, that it is a... it's an inyan of that seifel is kaim. Machloek shem shemayim seifel is kaim is because machloek shem shemayim means shemayim is always the overarching achdus, and I deher every tzad as being only a tzad of it. So the kiyum of the metzias lies under upper in that machloekis, as you know mineu minoy the emes comes out. So when the person has one tzad, I have another tzad, and I'm able to put the tzadim together, or the tzadim put themselves together, that's when I have something that has a kiyum. No, every person himself is limited. Every person himself, the etzem is not emes, because my full emes is only one inyan, it's me. And that's bechreach, not right. And when it's misnagish, when it has to, it has to have a maso matan with the other tzad, that's when I can deher the ke'echot. When you have Shammai and Hillel, that's when he comes and he says, the emes is to deher the alphas and the kisi together. I mean, I didn't come to give musa now. That's not I guess not the musa. But I'd like to apply it to something that's very practical and something that is, I mean, we're talking about a koil, and especially a koil that's out of town and so on. When a person develops in yeshiva, the oifi of yeshiva is that there's a certain, rightfully so, there's one nekuda that's being stressed. Whoever shtalt avek the makom shtalt it avek kfi his metzias, and builds that nekuda in people, and that's the way it should be. That is oifen, and the age and the mitzias of a makram that's completely focused on one thing. That so there's a strong chinuch on a focusing on emes in a very very sharp way, and an emes that is one mida beishamei shamei, and talmidei shamei talmidei shamei talmidei talmidei hil. As a person goes out. And especially, first of all, when a person goes for koil, he has to start dealing with other people that are not, they came from a different nekuda and another nekuda and so on. And when a person has to start dealing with the world around, especially in a makam where it's very, very different, and you need to start dealing with different nekudas, it becomes very hard to understand. On the one side, a person needs to be mekayim the nekuda that he has. In the machlokes shem v'hillel, everybody brings a right to his tzad. That's the shaka v'tarya shaboy. And a person needs to be mechiach his emes as much as he could. But another part of a person has to understand that in the end, the hair is going to have to take a different nekudas. It's going to have to develop a bunch of nekudas, just because that's the real emes. And when you have and it's a very, very tricky. You're not talking about watering down a tzad, where a person says, you know what, well, I'm not going to push my tzad because just too tired, too lazy, and I don't feel like it. On the other hand, the herring that, unless there's another tzad to it, there's no kiyum to it. Any one nekuda is fizzles out and has its limitations. So the learning how machlokes resolves itself. And I'm talking about chaverika so much. I'm talking about emes and mitzvahs. A person is a special person dedicated for emes, and that's what we're here for. To the herod is the hardest one. The kiyum of the world exists on machlokes l'shem shamayim, and what Shammai and Hillel says, the Mishnah says, the Hillel, the reason why Pasnak Hillel is because they were makdim divrei Shammai divreihem. In other words, until they hadn't heard the other tzad and weren't oimed on it, they didn't say their tzad. It's mitzad the midas and the benon chaver, which is also extremely important, but mitzad the emes, unless I hear another tzad, then my tzad is not quite meaningful. I know a lot of times when somebody says something, you know what he's talking about? You know, like he said, tell me lafuki mai. Like, if you tell me the other tzad, I'll hear your tzad. I can't figure out, like, what are you trying to say that's not obvious and partial. But al kaponim, the Seder the Bria is that the Bria itself is a chalkus of different midas, different deis, different partsufim, different David Kashem, the same partsufim, the same shonos. And each tzad, by developing its tzad, and then the herring, the hachra, that the final piece is going to include different tzadim, that's where Oymed on Emes. And when you have that, that's where you have something that's kayim. I'll give you a mashal. Again, it's a mashal on a different topic, but I have a chav of mine who's a brilliant person. He's Isaac in Dvarim Shebektushim, Isaac in business also. And by nature, he's extremely creative, entrepreneur, does things, and very, very, this is Mahalach, very quick, very, very quick mind, very quick to do things, and so on. He has a yedid that is the exact opposite of him. He's what they call a la'achayin de ge'id, sits on it, thinks about it, is hesitant, very conservative. And this person that I know at many years ago, it's been come a few decades ago, made a decision, I give power of veto over to my chava, because I'm strong at the kumase, he's better at knowing what not to do. And sometimes it's very frustrating for him. But it works very well together, because this person, when he says no, usually is right, and this person has the ability to dream and think of many, you know, initiatives and so on, whether it's in business, whether it's in shabbat, a wide variety of things. A person, when he has to work together with that tzibur, It's frustrating. It's one thing, machloikas, you know, when it's a personal thing. But when you have to work together and you have to do things together, and I have one tefillah, the second tefillah, the third tefillah, and it becomes, it says in the Shana that the reason why you can't use a shor and a chamor together for harish is because they work at different paces, and it's star balachayim, they haven't worked together. It's very difficult to work together with another person that has a very different temperament. It's a mitzias, and especially when it's a, but it's not the pshat, a pshara, in the sense where, okay, listen, you have to get along with other people, you can't sit and fight, and this and that. The person has to understand, the right picture comes up when each tzad is, mitzad echad, develops his nekuda, mitzad sheni understands that an emes a pshara, in the sense that this is an inyan where my nekuda, mistam, is going to have to carry, and this is an inyan where his nekuda is going to carry, because that's the emes. That is the midah of machlokas shem shemayim, that it's something where each one deheres his midah, but deheres that he's only deheres a chelik of the bigger part. And when you have that attitude, then it's always so for this kind.